This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Cavs are beating the brakes off of everybody. They are 44-10. You might have lost count because of how good they are. And let's go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. We welcome in Cavs analyst, Cavs legend, NASCAR owner, wonderful guy, Brad Doherty joins us on the show this morning. Brad, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me. Good morning.
Let me ask you this. It's on the thoughts of everyone's mind. What happened last night with Tristan Thompson throwing down that dunk at the end of the game? It almost caused a melee.
Yeah, you know, I think Tristan was just having some fun. He didn't intentionally mean to do anything, but, you know, it's kind of unwritten rule. If you're beating somebody pretty badly, just from the air of sportsmanship, you don't shoot the ball at the end of the game. And it makes guys mad. And so Tristan was just having some fun. I think he was just in the spur of the moment, clock running down, chance to just dunk. He wasn't thinking about anything other than just having fun, you know, just finishing the game up. Get ready to go on break. So he just rolls in and dunks it. And, you know, the Raptors, those guys took that personally. And a lot of guys do. There's a little, like I say, a little unwritten rule. You just don't, you're beating them badly enough. You don't add whipped cream on top of the ice cream, on top of the cherry. And, you know, you just leave it alone. So, but, you know, and you could also look at it and say from a competitive standpoint, then just play better. You know, it is what we're not here to offer up. You know, being kind and concerned about the score. We're here to score as many points as we can and win the ball game. So I think it was a much ado about nothing, but it's kind of funny to watch.
Well, yeah, Brad, it didn't seem like anybody really wanted to get into it, but I love having you on because I feel like in your day and age, if someone pulled a stunt like Tristan did last night, then there could have actually been punches thrown.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it.
Would you have thrown those punches, Brad?
Well, I was not the guy. I would if somebody threw the punch first. You know, my thing was, like a lot of our guys, you know, you just pay them back during the game if they got the opportunity. You know, maybe that person is in the game and they drive to the basket and you just level them and walk away. But there were teams, you know, you think of the Detroit teams and some of those New York Knicks teams that they had guys who would punch you in the mouth if you did that. So a little different time frame, a little different era. But I don't think Tristan meant that in any bad. There was no malice to it. I think he was just having fun. Wasn't really thinking about that. And but I like to see the spirit from the guys in Toronto. I'm glad it's still there somewhat.
Brad Doherty joining us here on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. The Cavs just got DeAndre Hunter. Bigger question for a lot of folks because this actually has to do with real basketball and winning. What do you think you would do with the starting lineup? Would you insert DeAndre Hunter full-time as a starter, or would you keep Max Strus there?
Ooh, you know, Max has played fantastic basketball and has really become a defensive presence for us. But, you know, the thing with DeAndre is his size. And You know, I watched him in college. He was at Virginia. They beat up on my Tar Heels pretty badly in 2019 even when he was there. The thing that was interesting about him coming out of college, and the Cavs were looking at him really hard, was his defensive ability. You know, he was ACC Defensive Player of the Year. So coming into the NBA, his prowess was on the defensive end. And he's evolved into this guy who can absolutely just flat light it up, shoot the basketball, but he can defend at a high level. And I look at that sometimes and I say to myself, you know, we get to the playoffs and you got 6'8", 6'9", guy in the front line with Evan and Jarrett. Man, that's going to be a problem. So I'm glad I'm not coaching. I'll leave that to Coach Atkinson. I think it's a good problem to have because I like Max's energy. I like Max's ability to spread the floor with his shooting. But I like DeAndre's size, and I like the defensive presence. I think when you have to get a stop, you're going to have Evan Mobley, Jared Allen, and DeAndre Hunter in that basketball game at the same time. And if you're the opposing team, you're not going to get a good shot. So I think we're blessed having all the talent and the depth that we have. And I think the rotations can be significant with either as him a starter or a guy that's coming in as a sixth man. So, but I don't think he came here to be a sixth man. I think he came here to start. So we'll see what happens that second half, but it's a good problem to have.
Yeah, Brad Daugherty with us. That's great perspective because I've been getting into a lot of people about Max. And look, the analytics are on Max's side. All the lineups with him would point to a team that has been almost unbeatable when he is in the starting lineup. Of course, we also see numbers about when Wade is playing in games, what the record is for the Cavs. So all the numbers are pointing in the right direction for this team. I just simplify things maybe a little too much at times. I go back to the Boston Celtics. Who would they rather not see when they are going up against our team? And I think it's DeAndre Hunter. I just think that's obvious.
I don't disagree with that. I think you're right. He's very dynamic. But I think, you know, you play in waves. We got so much depth, so much talent. You know, there's the rotations throughout the game are the most important thing. And the starting is, you want guys to start and be there, but it really doesn't matter. It really doesn't because we play so many people. We play 10 guys. And the bottom line is who's in the game with 3 minutes left. That's what I look at, not who's in there the first 3 minutes. That's for talk shows and all that stuff to talk about whose team it is and all that nonsense. I want to see who's in the game when there's 3 minutes and 45 seconds left on the clock. That's who I'm concerned about. That's what I want to see. And I think you probably have DeAndre Hunter, Evan Mobley, and Jared Allen in there, and you may even have Max Strus in there with them. You know, it's an interesting lineup, and we have a plethora of talented guys that can play. And like you say, Dean Wade has been phenomenal. When he's healthy, he has been a problem for the Celtics. So, it's fun. If you're a coach, like I say, you got a lot of pieces to this puzzle, and I like where we're at.
Brad Daugherty joining us on the show. Of course, fans can stream him and FanDuel Sports Network's Cavs coverage on the FanDuel Sports Network app, simply logging into the app using their DTC subscription or pay TV subscription credentials. So, Brad, Evan Mobley is a all-star. This is a great moment for him. What's that next step? Because I keep wondering, is there a bigger step that he needs to take so the Cavs can get over Boston coming up this spring?
Yeah, I think that with Evan, it continues. You know, you got to, and this is a guy that would just be coming out of college, you know, so you got to continue to let him evolve just from a maturity standpoint. And I like what I see. You know, I think for Evan, it's now, you know, Kenny Atkinson has given him the freedom to handle the ball and to shoot the ball and to dribble drive the basketball. And now I think all that gets tightened back up. You know, as we come back this second half, and the next step for Evan is being able to catch that basketball anywhere in that mid post and make an immediate move, explosive move that's unstoppable. Right now he's catching the ball. He's setting himself up. He's being very physical. He gets to the front of the rim, and a lot of that's done in space. Well, as teams are scouting Evan, they're crowding him more and more. So how do you do that when you catch the basketball immediately, regardless of who's guarding you. And I think that's the next step. I think the Boston conundrum comes down to how well we defend Porzingis. And, you know, he plays really well the few times he's played against us. And so how do we offset what he does? You know, 7'3" guy that shoots a ton of threes, pulls our guys away from the basket, you know, pulls Jared away from the basket. So I think that's what you're looking at. I think that's where we get over the hump, is how we defend him. I think we play everybody else pretty much equally. But I think there's some matchups going throughout these playoffs that could be difficult for us. I watched this. I tell you, a lot of people don't talk about them, but this Orlando Magic basketball team, man, they are a tough out. You know, they've been injured. They've had a lot of significant injuries to Banchero, to Wagner, to all these people, to Suggs. But they keep beating people. And if you watch them play, it is a hard-nosed, grindy, gritty basketball team that Jamal Mosley has. And so I think looking beyond that first round, which we all are, we want to play for a world championship. I don't think anything's given. I don't know. I think we could have a tough time. I think Boston could have a tough time. I think it's going to be interesting to see who gets through this first round. I think the second round of the playoffs could be easier than the first round.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
For the elite teams. So that's what I'm watching. But I think we have all the pieces. You know, Boston is elite when they're making baskets. I mean, they'll shoot 63 some nights. And that is hard to beat when they're making those shots. But I think where we beat Boston is when we start going into our rotations. When we go into our rotations, they go into their rotations, we're better. And that next group, the Ty Jeromes, if it's a Max Strus, man, hopefully we can get an Isaac Okoro back on the gun. We got to get him back. But anyway, those guys that come in, I think they elevate us. And that's what makes it an interesting matchup. So, yeah, we got to start putting those chess pieces in line. And it goes beyond Evan Mobley. Evan's just evolving into the player we thought he could be this season. But it's about we're the sum of all of our parts. That's the type of team we are. And it's not about one guy, which is interesting because in today's game, you know, everybody talks about whose team is it. All that stuff is just ridiculous. That's stupid. I don't understand that. But that's what people talk about. I'm sorry if I hurt anybody's feelings. I don't care whose team it is. It's how effective are you? How effective is Donovan? How effective is Jarrett? How effective is Evan at what they do? And if you take any of those pieces off the floor, I think we're not as good a basketball team. I think Darius Garland has to have epic games against Boston because they go at him because of his size. They isolate him every time and try to get him into mismatches. That's going to be the critical matchup, not the Evan Mobley matchup. It's going to be the Darius Garland matchup. Who switches on to him and how do they post him up? Holiday posts him up. Tatum tries to switch on him and post him up. So we got to figure out how do we defend and help with a guy like Jarrett and not leave Porzingis wide open. So those are the conundrums we got to figure out with that Boston team.
Brad Daugherty joining us on the show. Okay, you are a car owner. It's part of why you're one of my favorites. You won the Daytona 500 in 2023 as a car owner. What's this week mean to you getting ready for another NASCAR season?
Yeah, I'm actually in Daytona today, and we didn't qualify well last night. We did not have the speed we thought we were going to have. Really not didn't trim the car out well. So we got qualifying race tonight, and for us and the way we race and my driver, Ricky Stenhouse, it's just – we just want to – it doesn't matter. If we're in that field with 36, we feel like we can win the race. So it's a long day, and the bottom line is we're going to try to make our way up through the field if we start 36 or 26. Hopefully by the time we make our first pit stop, we can work our way up towards that top 20. And then with about 40, 50 laps to go, we want to come to the front and get up in the top 10. And race. So I think we got a good shot. I think we can win the Daytona 500 again this Sunday. And I tell you what, we're going to try. We're going to go like heck and see if we can get to the front.
What's it like as an owner where it's like, all right, you go to like Martinsville or you go to Bristol. It's like, all right, your car get banged up a little bit, but it shouldn't get all the way torn up. And then it's like a race like here, Talladega. It's like, yeah, you could throw, how much are the cars now? I mean, you could throw $1 million right out the window coming up on Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah, it's gone. It's gone. It's gone. I told somebody the other day, they said, what is it like owning one? I said, well, you know, I eat a lot of fried bologna. That's usually a weekly meal, owning one of these things. And when we won the Daytona, I ate steak for a week. What I realized is I kind of like fried bologna. You know, I'm an old country kid, so I don't mind it. So there's a lot of those days. Yeah, you throw – you throw $1 million out the window at Daytona and Talladega. It's gone. So you're racing for the glory. Obviously, we're not very smart business people, mess with these race cars, but we're racing for the glory. Mm-hmm. And on Sunday, I plan on holding another Daytona 500 trophy in one of those big goofy checks. That's what I'm looking for.
Brad Daugherty joining us here on the show.
So I don't own a boat, and I don't own a Daytona car, or I don't own a race car.
A race car.
Yeah, I can't afford it.
Brad,
I do have a question because I saw people were debating some of the most shocking trades in sports history, not just the NBA. And then people brought up the Ron Harper trade after Luca's situation last week.
Did that
compare at all to – were you guys that surprised? Was the NBA that surprised at that time?
That is the worst trade in the history of the NBA. Because it cost us championships. We were capable. And you can say whatever you want to say. I've talked to Michael Jordan about this a couple of times, and he just laughs because he agrees. I mean, we were going to win championships with Ron Harper. We were on our way. You know, Michael hit the shot against us. That's great. It was a lucky shot. But we were a young basketball team. And we had everything. We beat everybody else. We could beat everyone in the Central Division. And that trade broke us down. We never recovered from that. And we had good enough pieces that even after that trade, we were contenders. But Ron Harper put us over the top. And that was the worst trade ever. I was sitting with Larry Nance a couple nights ago. We still – Larry, Mark, myself, Coach Wilkins, we still talk about that. I remember walking into the Richfield Coliseum that next morning for practice. And we used to practice upstairs in that hole that used to have asbestos hanging off the walls or whatever that crap was. And I was just one of the first ones there. And I went upstairs and I walked in. And I never remember, we'll forget this. Lenny Wilkins was sitting in the corner with his hands in his head. And I walked in, and he looked up at me, and, you know, Lenny was such a positive, smart guy. He popped right up. He walked over to me. He says, "We got a lot of work to do." I said, what's wrong?" You know, and he's like, we traded Ron Harper. And then he kind of straightened up. He says, "The Cavs traded Ron Harper." I said, "Oh, you're bullcrapping me." I didn't say bullcrapping. Mm-hmm. I said, "Bull." Mm-hmm. He said, "No, I'm not." I'm like, "How stupid is that?" That's the first thing I said. "What? How stupid is this?" And he says, "It's okay. We'll be okay." And we weren't. We weren't. So, you know, like I said, I've had conversations with Michael about every time I see him. I played golf with him a couple weeks ago, and we talk about basketball a little bit. He loves our Cavs. He's watching us play a little bit. I gig him, you know. I said, "Man, if we could have kept it." He says, "Yeah, ifs and buts."
Oh, man. So,
yeah, it's heartbreaking. And you hate it because you look back and you say, as old guys, we could have, would have, could have, should have. And it just doesn't – nobody cares about that. You know, nobody cares about it. You didn't win, so that's the bottom line. But I think about it at least twice a week. It just bothers me because that was the dumbest trade in the history of basketball, in my opinion.
Well, Brad, I'm sorry to leave it on that note. We hope you beat Michael on the track on Sunday. You're a legend. Yep. You're beloved. Damn, I didn't realize that was all going to be brought up, Brad. I'm sorry to dredge all that up.
I'm living vicariously through this team, though. I'm having a great time. And President of Basketball Operations, Kobe Altman, and Mike Gansey, GM, and Nick Barledge, and Dan Gilbert, they let me hang out with these young guys and be a part of this, and I'm having a blast doing it. So,
Can I ask you one question about playing golf with Michael? This is a legend. You don't have to tell me, but I have to ask. Is it true if he goes, "Hey, you want to put something down on this?" And then you ask him, you go, "How much do you want to put on this?" And he goes, "Whatever makes you uncomfortable."
Yeah, it's unreal. I'm a $2 Nassau guy. I could care less because these guys are idiots that play with Mike. These guys are idiots. I don't know what they're. I have no idea. If I lose $10, I got a problem with it. I'm not even going to get into it because you wouldn't believe it, but it's unbelievable. These people are just out of their minds that play golf with him, and He makes it uncomfortable, and he loves it. He loves the juice, and just one of the all-time gamers. He just can't get enough. I can get enough. I'm good. I'm very content. I'm not very good at golf anyway, and none of us are. So I don't get it. Why are you betting all this money on golf? And you're not. No one's as good as they think you are. You want to go? You know, you're not on PGA Tour. You can't really play. But the ego and having a little bit of money gets in these guys' heads. Not mine. I'm good. I just want to beat you.
Brad, I can't thank you enough for the time. Let's do it again hopefully soon, hopefully before the playoffs. Take care of yourself. Good luck Sunday.
Anytime. Thanks for having me.
Yes.
You guys have a great day.
You as well. Brad Daugherty, FanDuel Sports Network, Cleveland Cavaliers legend. You love him. You know him.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.